This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 367 for Thursday, April 25th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Thursday morning, following other vegetable oils to the downside. The heavily traded July contract loses $3.90 at $635.50 per ton, while the new crop November contract gives up $4.10 at $651.10 per ton. There are declines in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil, while European rapeseed is mostly lower. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal add more pressure. Meanwhile, global crude oil prices are bouncing back and forth, either side of unchanged with small losses at this time. Prairie temperatures are forecast to be in the high teens to low 20 degrees Celsius, with rain expected for the region's northern areas. The July canola contract falls below its 20-day and 100-day moving averages, but remains above its 50-day moving average. The Canadian dollar is unchanged on Thursday morning, with the loonie at 72.94 U.S. cents. Most of the United States Midwest is forecast to receive rain over the next 5 days. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issues its export sales report, and for the week ending April 18th, old crop soybeans come in at 211,000 tons, with new crop sales of 120,000 tons. Soy meal export sales reach 308,000 tons of old crop and 35,100 tons of new crop. Soy oil sales hit 16,200 tons. Export sales of U.S. corn are a smidge under 1.3 million tons of old crop, plus more than 262,000 tons of new crop. Those for wheat are 82,000 tons of old crop and nearly 372,000 tons of new crop. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday morning. The July contract drops 9 cents at $11.72.5 per bushel. July soy meal gives up $2.20 at $347 per short ton. Meanwhile, trading in July soy oil is choppy, with it down more than 2/10 of a cent at 45.05 cents per pound. Chicago corn turns slightly higher as the July contract adds 2 cents at $4.51 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as the July contract is down 7 cents at $3.47. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, with Chicago July up 2 cents at $6.15. Kansas City July tacks on 2.5 cents at $6.32.5. And Minneapolis July gains a nickel at $6.91. A reminder that the last trading day for May options is tomorrow and first notice day is Tuesday. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, April 25th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.